Faith, how do you feed faith? Oh, one of the best things I remember growing up was watching my pastor say this all the time. John Osteen used to say this all the time. We're the head and not the tail. Amen. We're above and not beneath. Amen. When I walk in, I'm blessed. When I walk out, I'm blessed. Amen. Greater is he, greater is he, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. You know the scriptures. Speak them out. The Bible says their power to give life and their power to give death. And you always wonder, well, I know about the life part. Amen. What about the death part? You're killing your blessings when you speak words that are not in faith. That's why the scriptures say, how can a fountain both have sweet and have sour? You're the river of life. The Spirit of God flows through you. Amen. I'm going to share a couple more testimonies and we're done. Believing God is doing some amazing things, creating faith in here. The prayer service will go very quickly. I promise you that. Because the faith is elevated. The faith is elevated. Actually, I'm going to finish just with this last one. So, my translator, my last trip in India, my translator, my driver, he's Hindu. But he's a childhood friend of my friend's. So we're in hopes that 5 years of traveling, that he may give his heart to Jesus. He's seen all these miracles and so many more that I haven't even testified. But he couldn't leave the Hindu faith because he was born into it. They would disown him. We're driving. And most of the time, it's always my Bible, my beautiful Bible, right beside his little Hindu god on his dashboard. And the music blaring. And it's like a little hula god, you know, little idol. It's just shaking right beside mine the whole time. So it's irritating. But the car is always uncomfortable because he rents a big Jeep. They're not very comfortable. So he pulls up in this nice, like a Hyundai Elantra, had leather seats, real nice. He goes, taking you to the airport. I go, absolutely. This is nice. I walked around it. No dents. I'm surprised. He goes, your seat. So I sat on my seat, nice, comfortable. He turned it on. Air conditioned. I go, oh, thank you. Air conditioning is rare. And they charge more. I'm like, how much more? $5. Like, oh my goodness, here, 20. Keep it on for the week. So we're going over there. You know what I'm talking about, brother. And then we go over there and we're cruising and stuff. Everything's fine. We're all celebrating. We had 2 stops for tea breaks. They do 3. I have 2 hours to get to the plane. We're about 45 minutes out. I have plenty of time to get to the plane, get to where I need to go. Relaxing. And all of a sudden, he starts shaking. He's shaking. And as he's shaking, I'm like, man, is he having a seizure? Because he's really shaking. And I'm like, what's going on? And he goes, he won't answer me. And then as we're getting closer to a checkpoint, like from here to the light, I could see cars pulled to the right, cars pulled to the left, soldiers going in through the cars. I'm like, dude, what's going on? I asked him in Hindi. He wouldn't tell me, so I asked my friend that speaks, Shadrach, talked to him. And he said, nobody wanted to answer me. I'm like, guys, what's going on? And then he looks at me. I stole this car. I'm like, what? I stole it from my boss. He wouldn't pay me, so I took the car. I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm like, are you serious? We're in a hot car? No, I have the AC. I go, we're in a stolen car? He goes, yes, they're looking for me. All these soldiers are looking for you? Yes. I don't have papers. We're going to go to jail. You're going to go to jail. Yeah. I'm like, what? If I can't go to jail, I got to play in 2 hours. No, we'll be there all day. I go, that's not what I believe. I took the steering wheel. I said, keep it slow. And I put the car right down the middle lane. People were throwing stuff. We're passing them on the right and on the left, throwing stuff at us, cursing at us as we go up to the gate. As you go up the gate, I'm reciting that I'm the head and not the tail. Amen. I'm above and not beneath. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed going out. Amen. Surely the goodness of God is with me. Amen. He goes before me. The Bible says in Isaiah 58:8, he's our rear guard. Amen. Right. So shall your light break. So shall your light spring forth. Amen. And your health shall come fast. Amen. And the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. I know that scripture because that's a scripture on my father's tomb. And I know what it means. It means the favor of God will come in your life strongly. Hallelujah. It means the healing that you've been wanting will come quickly. It means his presence is always with you. And it means don't worry. I'm with you in front, and I got your back. Amen. We get to that gate, and the security guard is looking at us like this, like, what are y'all doing? We pull up. He walks real slowly to the thing. I said, nobody speak. I'm speaking. I'm the only one speaking. And then we get to he gets to my window. He walks around the car, kicks the car a couple of times, and he just looks at me. And you know, of all places, he comes to my window, and I look at him, and I go, this is not the car you're looking for. He steps back and he smiles. He's like this. He goes into his little shed and he comes out with a rifle. And I'm thinking, oh, this is going south really quick. He gets the rifle. He starts screaming and cursing at me in Hindi. You kind of learn all that stuff in languages. That's the first thing you always learn. And then he picks up the rifle to bust the window. And when it's coming down, I see a hand grab the top of the rifle. And he goes, what are you doing, man? Are you crazy? His boss, another soldier. Because these people, what are you crazy, man? He goes, hey, this ain't the car we're looking for. Are you crazy? Open the gates. So sorry. He goes, please. God bless you. I said, God bless you. And we drove off. And everybody's quiet in the car. We're still going slow. We get around the corner. I get my driver. I said, drive. Go. He's hauling.
Hi, this is David Yannis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios. And many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation of miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that it's touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe, send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you. I want to welcome you to Purifier School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Purifier School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Drive. Go, go, go! He's hauling. He's going as fast as he can. This little Hindu guy looks at me. He's been with me with all those miracles. And this little Hindu guy looks at me. He goes, "You are God's man for this hour. You have been sent from heaven to be a blessing in my life. I know that you are God's man." And he looks at me, he gets his little idol. He looks at me. "You've done nothing for me." He spit at it, rolled down his window, and threw it out the window. As his window came up, he smiles at me and goes, "I am now Christian." So then he asked me a silly question. "What colors does your God come in?" Because you need to replace his idol. I go, "You have much teaching. We'll cover that. We'll cover that." But I want to encourage you as we go to the prayer and we believe God's going to move. So many more testimonies I can tell you. I've seen God heal MS in Hawaii. I've seen God heal Parkinson's in Mexico and in Texas and in Honolulu, in the Big Island. I've seen God heal cancer 5 times in Waimea, the same church. Someone ever came in with cancer, they got healed. I've seen God heal cancer in Katy, Texas. Many times, Melissa, stage 4, testifies on a video that I have that God healed her. They sent her home to die. She came back living. Man in a Full Gospel Business Meeting breakfast, the father was Jewish and said, "I won't believe in God unless he heals my son." "Oh, that's easy. I pray for the son." Got a report a week later. My dad's received Jesus and God healed me from stage 4 cancer. I seen God take, the hernia? I don't want to touch some things. I take the antibacterial stuff with me. I'm like, I'm like a surgeon. We're going to pray for you in just a minute. And I put my hand on the guy's stomach, but at the same time, a cold rain was hitting my stomach. And I knew the whole hernia went right back in. No blemish and no scarring. But that's what God does. We've seen God heal so many things. Parkinson's. We've seen God heal so many things. Arthritis. A woman with crazy straw hands. In Katy, Texas. They look horrible. I didn't know she couldn't make a fist. I made a fist with her hands. God healed her. I've seen God heal so many things. A grandmother that had a stroke. A person came and said, "Last year we were at your service at this time. We got home. Everybody was healed. My grandmother had a stroke. I believe if we pray, she'll be healed by the time I get home." I prayed with her. I go, "When she get home, she'll be cooking your favorite meal." When she got home, grandma was out of bed cooking her favorite meal. That was in Houston, Texas. Seen God fix a boy's face in Wisconsin. Seen God cast demon out of a little girl's home who every night she went home, it would scratch her and she couldn't sleep. Her grades plummeted. There was witchcraft happening in that house. I rebuked it and I prayed against that. I said, "That demon followed you here." She goes, "He's right there." I go, "I see him. He made the mistake coming in." Cast him out. The chairs all fell down as the door opened and it shut. But let me tell you one last testimony. Your words are powerful. I can't preach that sermon. I have a sermon on your words. Your words are powerful. And I'm sorry if I go on, but I know God's pulling this. Your words are powerful. I was in Kenya one time, and I'm about to preach. You know those 10 roofs they have on top of the little village churches? 1,000 people in there, music blaring. You couldn't hear anyone even talk. You couldn't even hear the words they were singing because the rain was hitting so hard on that little tin roof. I'm about to preach, and then Bishop Logano was like, brother, he gave him the mic. I thought I was canceled. So I went back and sat down. He goes, no, you'll preach in a minute. And he got up there and goes, rain is a good thing, but not today. Rain is a powerful thing, but not today. Rain is a blessing from God, but not today. Rain gives life, but not today. I command the rain to stop in the name of Jesus Christ. It will not fall on my property, on either of my properties around this entire country. It will not fall on one part of my property. Till 4 o'clock today, no rain will come on our homes. No rain will come on our churches, because we're here worshiping and doing the work of God. And I command it this day. I'm not saying 10 minutes. I'm not saying 2 minutes. I'm saying instantly. We didn't hear another drop. We didn't hear another drop. So when people think that they're all that and everything, I'm always saying, I seen a Kenyan man stop rain. I don't think I'm anything. I seen him stop rain in his faith. And then he gives me the mic. I'm like, oh man, I don't need to preach. That was awesome. But my sermon was very short. So I'm in Mexico.
Hi, this is David Yanis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but 3 healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios. And many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other 2 books. These are my first 2 books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that it's touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all 4 products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
You to Pure Fire School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Pure Fire School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me, I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
So I'm in Mexico. And while I'm in Mexico, same situation. Cement floors, tin roof, not a good combination. Top floor, too, not even a great combination. Over a restaurant. And guess what? Couldn't hear anything. My translator, she already sounds like a little mouse. So I know they're not going to hear anything I preach. So I go over there, And I get the mic and I said, is it more difficult? I had to use my crusade voice. I have a crusade voice. I had to use my crusade voice just for them to hear me. And I said, is it more difficult for God to heal you or stop the rain? It's a trick question. And they said, stop the rain. And I said, oh, ye of little faith. But for you to know what God does, God will stop the rain. And I did the same prayer. I said, it's not difficult for God to stop the rain. Rain is a blessing, but not today. Rain is a gift from God, but not today. I have work to do for the Lord, and I can't be stopped by this rain. I command the rain to stop in Jesus' name. I know it gives life, but not today. In Jesus' name, the rain stopped instantly. I had their attention, and I didn't give the mic back. Let's preach. In Nashville, I was telling them the story of Kenya and Mexico. It was during one of their worst storms, and I was happy to be there. It was amazing how the rain stopped. I landed. I got to the hotel. The rain started again. It was time for service. Somebody drove through the church and ran over the bathrooms. I don't know what. It was that bad of rain. And we had very little people in service. But, you know, I preached to 10. I preached to 1,000. That doesn't matter. I bring the same energy, same love. It is easier to preach to 1,000 because you got the energy going. But, I sweat. I work it. So we're in there preaching, and they're talking about this rain, how it's flooding. And I start telling them about the stories. I didn't even have a chance to pray against the rain in Nashville. When I was praying, the doors opened. When I was preaching or telling the story, the doors opened. A wind came in, and then the wind shut the doors. And I looked at the pastor, because he sees angels and stuff all the time. I go, you see anything? He goes, no, I didn't see anything. I just see the big guy behind you. I was like, oh, but he's been with you the whole time. I go, yeah, that's my friend. He's always with me. He's about this tall. He's about this wide. He's been with me since I was a kid. I've seen him many times. I've wrestled with him once over a shirt because it was my witnessing shirt. And he wanted to take it. No, I won. I won. I took it out of his hand. And I told him, this is when I was just got out of the Navy. I threw it back to him. I said, you can take it, but I want it washed and clean because I got to use it tomorrow, and I want it ironed right there. Amen. I woke up in the morning like, did that really happen? My shirt was ironed in the corner where I pointed. God is amazing. Amen. But as I talked about that miracle, they opened up the windows and said, there's no rain over here, Pastor. And the other guy went and opened up the front doors. There's no rain across the street. And then on the radar, it showed that the rain just disappeared for an hour and a half, and they came back. Your words are powerful. So shall the words that proceed out of my mouth. They shall not return unto me void. They shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the very things that I sent it. And prosper has many meanings besides money. It means it's going to bring you your miracle. It's going to bring you your blessing. It's going to break through for you. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this time. And Father, we're going to open up the altars for prayer in just a second.
Really felt the call to come, and we came, and all the way here I was praying that the Lord would just remove any hindrance for his healing in my body before we got here, and then I asked him to show me demonstrably that he was healing me, because sometimes I can be the Thomas or the Peter or both. And so we came in, and I just continued to pray that God would just show me his healing on my body that night, if he was going to heal me. And I believe he already was healing me, and so it came up and started. Dr. Yannis laid his hands on me, and several people did, and everybody prayed, and my stomach started contracting, and really strongly started contracting and spasming, and I started retching and dry heaving. And all of the pain that I had by the time I left was gone. So I just realized I didn't tell y'all what I was asking for healing for. I had been diagnosed over the summer with stage 4 metastatic cancer. Mm. And on February 14th, after 13th, having all the scans done and everything, I went in and I got the report that I went from stage 4 metastatic cancer to full remission. That is amazing. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. I totally see that God used Dr. Yanis to show me and bring my body in line with the healing that he was doing. And so I'm just super excited to be back here tonight. And I have more friends here. And I just know God is a good God, and he is Jehovah Rapha.
Amen.
We're just super excited to be here. We're claiming Nahum 1 and 9b. Illness will not come against me another time.
Amen.
Shall return a second time.
Second time.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Here this weekend.
Amen.
Amen. I had lung cancer 2 years ago, and they removed the upper left lobe of my lung, and that was my cure. The only problem is it left me in immense pain on the whole upper left side of my body. And I have no pain. I had no pain when I left tonight. I have no pain now.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I want you to get my latest book, A Igniter of Faith. I tell you what, it will challenge your faith. It'll make your faith soar when you hear the stories, the testimonies, but most of all, it'll fill you with the Word of God, which is required to get your miracle. If you're not in the Word of God, if you're not around people of believers that know that God does miracles even today, then your miracle may not come to you. But if you're around people that are excited about God, that know the Word of God, and you're constantly having it in front of you, I guarantee you, you're so close to that miracle. Igniter of Faith will help ignite your faith to finally get the miracle that you've been looking for. Thank you for listening to our broadcast and watching us here on Ignite Your Day. I want to encourage you to consider being a monthly partner for our ministry. Just visit our site, decide what you want to give monthly to help us do what we do, and we're going to see great things happen in faith. Thanks again for watching our broadcast.